Food Banks and the Real Daniel Blakes, Fight for Rights, So We Don't Need Charity. Hundreds of thousands of people are surviving and feeding themselves by using food banks in Britain today. The recent film I, Daniel Blake graphically showed the reality of life for those trying to get by after losing their job or their benefits, or those who are paid so little they have to use food banks despite having a job. In the articles below, Nancy Taff from Waltham Forest Socialist Party describes what lies behind food bank misery and what the Socialist Party demands to end it, followed by eyewitness accounts from food bank volunteers and users. In 2012, I was sitting in the local pub after a Socialist Party meeting, when our Blairite Labour MP for Walthamstow came round with a bucket and a smile. "Donate to the local food bank, folks," she chirped. This food bank collection was taking place at a time when huge spending cuts were being imposed on workers. 2012-2014 were the years of the greatest carnage. Job losses and cuts to welfare provision and local government spending just seemed relentless. An onslaught of cuts and general austerity rained down upon us with 1 million public sector jobs lost. Later that evening, my response to this MP's request was condemned as uncharitable on social media. The human misery this bucket-wielding MP claimed she wanted to alleviate didn't stop her from being absent for the vote on the hated welfare reform package of 2014, the effects of which were portrayed so heartbreakingly in the film, I, Daniel Blake. She was also absent for the vote on welfare cuts in 2015. Not content in creating impoverishment and destitution in this country, she later went on to sanction the bombing of Syria, creating more desperate and destitute people elsewhere. It is precisely this hypocrisy that all socialists should call out. We should have no shame in pushing the begging bowl of double standards firmly away. Food banks are no longer catching those that fall through the gaps of welfare provision. Food banks are now woven into actual welfare provision. They have become a factor in the sanctioning and organization of welfare provision. At many food banks you now have to be referred, you can't just turn up. It is not the existence of food banks that have created this situation, it is pro-austerity politicians who have championed them as an equal part of state provision. Quite deliberately. Food bank provider Trussell Trust reported last year that they distributed more than 500,000 three-day emergency food parcels. Of the 500,000 given out, over 188,500 were for children. They say issues with benefits account for 44% of all referrals. Working poor. The working poor are also on the increase at food banks, driven there by problems such as low pay, insecure work or rising transport and energy bills. Low pay is the second largest cause of the crisis, accounting for nearly 1 in 4 of all referrals. Volunteers now run libraries, young graduates work for nothing as interns, and unemployed workers are expected to queue for food when they fall foul of the government's benefit rules. Part of the Great Rebellion that took place across Europe and in this country after the end of World War II was an uprising against the humiliation of poverty. It was a deep-seated feeling that they were never going back to the misery of the 1930s. We should similarly reject the normalizing of begging bowl provision by charities. This normalization only gives cover to tax-avoiding billionaires. We demand. Trade unions struggle to increase the minimum wage to £10 an hour without exemptions as an immediate step towards a real living wage, an immediate 50% increase in the state retirement pension, as a step towards a living pension, no to all cuts in jobs, public services and benefits. Defend our pensions, affordable housing, and rent caps, reversal of all welfare and benefit cuts, scrap the Tories' welfare counter-reforms, and abolish work capability assessments for a mass workers' party to draw in together workers, young people, the unemployed and others into a fighting alternative to the cuts.